The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
Listen, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
It is, and it's after the 4th of July, and it's hump day, which means we've only got two more days of extreme pleasure here before we can be off again, except we're not off. We're working the whole weekend again. Good morning, everybody. It is the 7th of July. No, today is the 6th of July. I almost lost another one.
I know. What happened?
6.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
We worked on
Carl
the first.
Carl and Linda Bott, 605-4567. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
We haven't even flipped over the calendar thing yet over there.
Uh-oh.
Good
morning.
Gosh.
Good morning, Bad Bob. Yeah, you're just wasting away on this here, buddy.
Good morning.
Look at you. You've been out on the boat all weekend long.
We had a very good time down on Lake Oroville taking part in their operations down there as they got ready for the big fireworks display on Lake Oroville.
And, was it beautiful?
It was beautiful, and we performed a couple of on-the-water tows to get some people who had unwisely gone out in boats that were less than ideal.
What?
Is the lake that big?
Well, their boat wouldn't move, so we had to move it for them. In one case, the second tow was about 4 or 5 miles back to a very crowded marina, which is always kind of fun when you have one boat pulling another one along in the dark.
Wow.
Ooh.
Well, yeah. I can tell you.
When'd you get back?
We didn't get off the water until about 12:45, and we didn't get back to our friend's house and get into bed until after 2. It was
that was on Monday, or is that Tuesday morning?
That was Monday. And, well, okay. We got home on Tuesday. We got to their house on Tuesday morning, as it were, and then slept in a little bit and came back home yesterday afternoon.
Well, were you in here yesterday?
No, I was not.
Well, somebody said that Bob Belongi was in here yesterday, and I said no, he wasn't.
I thought our gal said Bob Belongi, but she probably meant Bob Martin, but you know, it rolled off.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of lots of boats and stuff, I mean, when we were in Sacramento, my folks live close to Folsom, one of the entrances to Folsom Lake, and or Folsom Dam or whatever you want to do, anyway, that area. So. We were going to their home. It was probably about 10:30 in the morning, and the traffic was backed up all the way, probably a mile, to get to the entrance of the lake on the 4th of July. I just couldn't believe it. I guess everybody wants to be on the lake, but then on the other hand, if they're doing firework display on the lake, it's so cool, like in Lake Tahoe. You know, where
I don't know if they were doing that, though. Were they?
I don't know if they were, but I would.
The one thing they weren't doing was there was ambulances going up and down the road the whole time.
I don't know. I guess that's kind of what they do. Currently, 68 degrees in the downtown studios. How are you, everybody? We've missed you. It's going to be sunny today with our temperatures high. The highs will be 94, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 67. Thursday, tomorrow calls for a sunny day with highs of 95. Thursday night are about 68, and Friday is 89. Boy, I'll tell you what, this is the weather we live, blah, blah, blah. Saturday calls for about 85, and Sunday calls for 87. That's a good forecast here, and the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay.
Great to be back, and a belated happy birthday. Yesterday, my father turned 85 years old, young. And
all of his brothers came?
All of the brothers. There's four Snook boys.
The four Snook boys.
My dad's the oldest. The other two live in Southern California. They've had some health issues, so it was really cool. Everybody, this is what I'm talking about. When you have commitment, Their wives got in the car, drove from L.A. to Sacramento, even just to spend the night, have a day, and turn around and go back. I mean, I'm impressed with that. That's now, just like, you know.
The youngest brother, who is, by the way, something like, what, 20 years younger?
Yeah, he was. My dad was 19 when he was born.
He's 19 years younger than your dad.
And in the Navy.
And so he is a retired colonel in the Army and came over, and they spent time. And his son is a pilot in the Air Force.
So yeah, he flies those.
He flies those huge V-22 Ospreys. And so that the Marine Corps introduced into the lexicon and into the inventory of aviation. And so he's flying those. And he says the difference between the flying the V-22s, the Ospreys, between the Marine Corps and the Air Force's version is the difference between power steering and a automatic transmission. He says it's kind of like, he says the Marines, he says there's, you know, very capable and airworthy, but they don't have all the bells and whistles, of course, that the Air Force ones do.
Well, that deletes stuff off.
Nor do they ever.
Wait to be able to lift more.
Yeah, to be able to lift more troops. And more and things like 155 howitzers, which are very hard to lift. Okay, I hope everybody had a great weekend. I hope everybody was safe. I guess the Freedom Festival was just outstanding. Lots of fireworks and
fantastic.
Everybody. You know, it's
sorry
it,
we
isn't
missed it.
Nice that
it's
we
probably
could,
one of the first times we've missed a huge firework display.
I think this is the first time in a long time.
Yeah.
Usually we're back by
right.
this time.
We watch it. If we're not down smack in the middle of it, we can see it from our. Dining room. We have a certain
what's
corner
that?
Of it, we can see it.
When you were growing up and spent time in the Delta, did you ever go see the big firework display that Hilton puts on down there?
No.
At Mandeville? That's supposed to be quite the event.
On 4th of July and on New Year's, I think it was New Year's Eve, they in San Diego Bay, mm-hmm. they put on this huge fireworks. They put like four barges out there, and so when I had my boat and was living on my boat, we would just have a party and go on out there and leave and float on up there and anchor, and then watch the fireworks go for the whole time, and you're kind of like right there, and then afterwards, where everybody was stuck in traffic, we just. You know, up anchored and headed on down south again into the marina.
When we got into certain communities, as we were traveling down 5, we saw the firework displays that you could buy fireworks still in different counties. So I wonder how many people actually got to do their own home fireworks.
Said there was a lot of accidents out there. You know, that one guy in New York blew his foot off.
Jeez.
There was some kind of, they were going to do some kind of weird thing out there, some kind of experiment, but it ended up blowing his foot off. This other little kid lost his hand. But Shasta County itself had one of the biggest weekends it's had in history was this past weekend.
For what?
Well, for tourists and because the lakes are full and everything was rocking. And they said it was one of the biggest weekends they've had. And as far as tourism and people here spending
fantastic.
Money, which is great.
People on the freeway didn't seem to be quite as nuts this time around. I mean, in previous years, I mean, it's just been a zoo on the 5, and it wasn't quite as bad.
Yeah, it didn't seem like that at all.
We didn't. We saw a few people that just had absolutely no clue that they were cutting from the right lane into the left lane. We saw that, and I said, did you see that, Carl? I mean, they just came over like there was nobody there. But, you know, I didn't see any road rage, which was nice.
One of the great things of coming back home, of course, is getting back to the sleep number bed and setting our sleep numbers. My sleep number setting is 50, and your sleep number setting is?
My sleep number setting is 40.
Is 40.
I'm going to go up a little bit, but here's the nice thing about it is when you talk about your sleep number, and this is something we experienced when we stayed, this particular time we stayed in a hotel because the house was full. And I found myself waking up, and the pressure points in my knees, in my hips, and my shoulder would numb. And that's the beautiful thing about the sleep number, because you can go up and down with your individual numbers of firmness to softness of what works for you. And you can go into the store, the sleep number store there in the Target Shopping Center, and ask for the sleep experts. You can lay on the bed there, and they'll do like a little computerized test that will show where your hot points are, where you're sensitive, or where you need more cushion. It's very fascinating. And the little red, you'll see red zones. And so I have to attest the fact that I could feel such a difference. I mean, it wasn't like we were staying in that nice little hotel room, all that stuff. But the bed, it's just, I'm spoiled. We're spoiled. And I could feel my knees, my hips, and my shoulders of where I didn't have that give. And the Sleep Number bed will give you that comfort.
And why aren't you sleeping on a Sleep Number bed? Right now, you can get a Sleep Number C2 mattress queen for only $699.99. That's right, less than $700. And it does make a difference. I mean, we've been talking about this for 2 years. It's absolutely true. It's made in America. It's rated number one by Consumer Reports. I can't get any better than that. And that was for 2015. And I'm sure it'll come back out again in 2016, being the same again. Sleep Number, Target Shopping Center. Okay, Ray, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. 17 minutes after the hour 7. Let's talk about how Clinton got off.
Oh,
or did she? We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person and not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds, July 7th in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for a fabulous evening with Bobby Veramontes on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, and my special guest, Paul Sen, on trumpet. A night of the American Songbook from 7 to 9 p.m. Call 243-3377 for reservations. Romance on the River, July 7th. See you there.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Watch what's going round.
There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right, and everybody's wrong.
Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, 20 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, 67 degrees, going up to 95 today. Weather report's always brought to you by She has to guess propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. 2620 Larkspur Lane. This, I tell you what, Home Helpers is the place to go to if you need any assistance around the house. Whether it's an operation for somebody in your family, may have broken their leg, fallen off the motorcycle, and they just need a little help. Or parents that may need somebody to stop by every day and make sure they're okay and maybe do the shopping for them, maybe do the cleaning, or somebody that needs full-time care. All of them fall under Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. She interviews each family, each customer, makes sure that she fills out what they need. And the people she all personally interviewed. They've all passed background checks. They're all bonded, insured, all of these things. And you can't have a better person coming into your house than somebody that Sharon provides. Home Helpers. 226-8350. Okay. All right. Let's talk a little bit about what happened with Hillary Clinton and the FBI. First of all, Clinton lied about everything. And they proved it. She mishandled emails. She did not secure them as directed, did not turn over her emails. She said that, as the FBI pointed out, she lied about how many devices she used. In other words, she said, I just use one device. Well, no, Hillary, you use several devices, iPads, iPhones, Blackberries, you name it, you used them. How many servers you use? You use several different servers, some of them in your house where the Secret Service was, but others in other places. If you said that you never sent anything that was marked, it was always upclassified later. That was, again, a lie. They found things that you sent out that you had marked. People in your chain that were with you around you were sending out classified emails. She said that there was nobody ever hacked into my servers. Well, that's not exactly true. There is no way that they can prove that it was, but there's no way to say they weren't either, as the FBI pointed out, because some of the people around her were hacked into by people and by organizations. She was sending out information over her own server when she was in countries like China and Russia and these other places that have very sophisticated hacking systems. So what did she do? She did send out classified material. She did withhold messages. She did, even though she was told not to, she put things on her own personal servers. She did what she wanted to. And yet the FBI says that they are not recommending prosecution because no reasonable prosecutor would bring this to trial. Well, this just takes Attorney General Lynch off the hook right there. Plus, it kind of puts into a kind of, you know, kind of puts it all together about why was Lynch meeting with Bill Clinton. Hey, Bill, don't worry about it. She's not going to be indicted. Well, the fact is that she lied. She lied over and over and over again. And there are DAs out there right now, federal prosecutors, that say, wait a minute, I'd take it to the grand jury. I'd take it there to let them look at it. She did lie. It was mishandling of classified material. Look what happened to Petraeus. He didn't give it to anybody where it was going to cause harm to the, where it was going to cause harm to the United States, yet he got hammered. So why not Hillary Clinton? Is the Clinton name so big? Is there no brig that can handle Hillary Clinton? What if she went to trial and was found guilty? Are they going to put her in jail? They put Martha Stewart in jail. I thought that was pretty big. But it doesn't make any difference anymore because the FBI let her off the hook. Now, you could say is what the FBI just said was, look, she did all these things. She lied about everything. She lied about it. And yet, we can't prosecute her for lying because that's not what we do. We don't prosecute for lying. It's up to the Attorney General. Well, Attorney General, you know what the Attorney General is going to say. Well, if the FBI said there's nothing there, well, we can't do it. It would be a real surprise if they did. Because if they did, it's because Obama wants Clinton prosecuted. And I don't see that happening. So now you've got to take a look at this and say, well, what are you going to do about it? Well, nothing. It's like everything else. It's like you said, you know, battle lines are being drawn. Because people do not believe this. They can't believe that the FBI finds that she lied and mishandled all this classified information, top secret information, that puts other people of lesser names in jail runs their lives, gets them discharged from the military for doing a lot less than this, and yet she walks away again. The Clintons walk away again.
Two set of rules.
What is it that with the Clintons from the 70s, they have been under attack, under indictment, there's always something there, they always wiggle out in some way. Now, some people say, well, it's because people are just vindictive against the Clintons, and they are never guilty. They are as clean as the driven snow, because nothing was ever proved. Well, that's of course not true, because Clinton was found lied under oath. And this is the one thing they could have gotten, maybe if Hillary had done anything, she was there, that she was telling them, hey, look, you know, here's my dirty underwear, because I'm not going to lie to you, because if I lie to you, now you've got me for perjuring myself, and this is what happened. Then they really get you. So she could tell them anything. And she mostly things like, gee, this is what I thought, this is what I thought. I didn't know that, this is what I thought. Though she signed documents that told her how to handle it. The FBI says, you know what, anybody that's handling material like this knows what's classified and what isn't. And he said it, but still it's not enough to seek an indictment. So,
extremely careless.
There you go. Extremely,
is what it says.
Extremely, as opposed to gross negligence. But you know what, I'm not sure what to, extremely careless to gross negligence.
That's the difference with the prosecutor that says gross negligence would be you can go in and sue for that. Extreme carelessness is a different kind of wording. And the phone's coming in. But the FBI advises no charges for Clinton's emails.
There you go.
No charges for Clinton's emails. So we'll just see. There's a bunch of rhetoric now that's going on, or people saying, just get over it. Let's go on. Next.
What difference does it make? What difference does it make? And she's right. You know what? She got away with it. So, everybody, if you don't want Hillary Clinton to be president, you best get going here. You better start standing up and saying, okay, she's going to have a steamroller here going if you don't stand up here and start slowing her down. Let's go to the phones. Henry.
Yes, good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Well, you know, Henry, I look at it on one side is that the FBI, I think, are honorable people. And what they did was they said these are all the things she did wrong. I mean, just hammered her on it. But when he says that no reasonable prosecutor, he didn't have to say that. And this is the part that bothers me. He did not have to say no reasonable prosecutor would seek a trial. He could have just left it out there and said, this is what we found. We're leaving this up to the Attorney General's office to look at it and see if they want to seek an indictment.
Well, I've got a better one for you than that. Look at it this way. Clinton met with the Attorney General in Phoenix accidentally, quote. She was paid off. The FBI was paid off. The foremost agency in the country bent over and was paid off some way by the Clintons. You know, I spent 8 years in the military, and I'm ashamed of it. I really am.
But she shouldn't be ashamed of serving in the military, Henry.
Oh, hell, I'm not. God, I'm so sick of it.
Wow.
Well, Henry, but your service was honorable.
But
it was a waste of time.
No, it wasn't, Henry. It wasn't a waste of time. It wasn't, because you did the honorable thing. You stood up for your country. We've gotten to the point where other people have to do what you did, and that's stand up for their country and say enough is enough. Enough of Hillary Clinton, enough of this crap that follows her around, enough of Trump, enough of what follows him around, and actually take our country back. You know, unfortunately, we don't have that choice this time, but don't ever, ever, ever be sorry for serving your country, Henry. You're a hero. And every person that served their country is a hero. But we need to stand up and take our country back. We need to stand up for what our country means of honesty and truth and doing the right thing and accepting responsibility and not just try to slide by here, slide by there, and pander to the person that gives us the most money. But what you did, Henry, don't ever be ashamed of serving this country.
Well, I think it's time that we did something drastic.
Well, I don't know. We'll see what's going to happen here.
Thank you.
Henry, God bless you.
You know, you can see through Henry's phone call, and I know a lot of people are heavy in their heart today, and I know you just feel, I think many people feel like, you know, what is our country coming to? Like, Carl, when you have somebody who is, like you said, like Henry's been somebody who's very much a citizen, is a true citizen. He cares. You know, like I said, he calls in, he shows up, he votes, he's put in his time. What's happening is there's a morale that's breaking down in our country. I mean, yes, we did the 4th of July. People really remember what the 4th of July is, Independence Day.
Do they, though? Do they? Is that what it is to a lot of people, or is it only a three-day weekend, like Veterans Day or Memorial Day? It's just a three-day weekend for a lot of people.
But what I'm sensing is that people are – I mean, there was just an article, something that came out about two people that went into a Mexican food restaurant, and they were wearing, like, Take America Back. And the Mexican restaurant server – I don't know how true this is because, you know, it's stuff on the news – but they said, well, we can't serve you. We're not going to serve you. And they, anyway, they stormed out with some a Mexican restaurant. I don't know what kind of altercation happened. But the fact is that we're all getting really weird that, you know, if you've got an R behind your name and you're Republican, and my brother's the first person to say that, you know, you're evil. You're evil in some of the Democratic circles. And it's like, well, isn't that... Aren't we supposed to be able to have free speech, freedom of how we feel?
Just a hater.
I mean, all of these name callings that are happening with people who happen to be with conservative beliefs. And so I know for Henry, along the lines of Henry, his feelings of I've worked so hard and I've been proud to be American, but I'm questioning that right now. I just don't even know. Where's our country going? We have to take a break. We've got a phone. Hold on the line there, Sally. We'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 1460.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
Now he won't want to marry me, she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test-driven it myself, but a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains and long desert stretches, made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later, he called, and my heart skipped a beat. Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
At WellCareMD, they do this thing called direct primary care. Instead of dealing with insurance companies and the unknowns of co-pays and co-insurance, I get unlimited, accessible, highly personalized healthcare for a low monthly fee. WellCare MD has same or next day appointments available for me, and I can access my doctor on my time via text or email. After hours care is available for me when appropriate, so I can avoid unnecessary ER and hospital visits. I can also go to monthly lunches to discuss health topics, and I receive discounts to local businesses. My friend's employer even offers WellCare MD through her benefits. Schedule a meet and greet to talk with Dr. Jill and see if WellCare MD is right for you. Call 262-6626 or visit us on the web, wellcaremd.com.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Tell me, sweet little lies. Tell me lies.
Can you tell me lies?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott and, of course, Bad Bob, our producer and song finder. Welcome back, everybody. It is 25 minutes to the hour of 8 here on the 6th of July. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Espresso Joe's, great coffees and cold drinks and anything you can imagine. And then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that's outstanding. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, a veteran-owned business. Go there. Okay, let's go to the phones. We've got the phones filled up here. Sally, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I just wanted to call in when I heard Henry's voice this morning and to encourage him because I have a little bit different take on what happened yesterday, and that the fact that had Hillary been indicted, do you really think the Department of Justice would have, come to the same conclusion? I highly doubt it. She would have skated there, or ultimately President Obama would have pardoned her.
But that's okay. She would have been at least had an indictment on her, which would have killed the presidency. Her presidential run.
And then who would we get in place of her?
I think then we could have had the Byrne. I think the Byrne would have run, and I think then anybody we would have run against the Byrne would have won.
Well, you know what, Carl? I think the way it is now, it's up to the people.
It
and
is.
You know,
it is up to the people.
It's always been up to the people to decide.
It always has been. And
now it is in our hands.
It's
the power
clear.
Is to the people. The people have to rise up, and this is where we will take back our country.
It is a clear choice this time, that's for sure.
But what I've also read in some recent articles is that for those people who have never registered to vote, they can't just go into the booths and vote. And I think that is, I'm not exactly sure when that started, but that to register, if you're not registered to vote, you can't go, I'm deciding to just go vote. Right?
Right. Can't do it. You've got to be registered. So people need to register. They need to take the country back. And as Ayn Rand said, when the law no longer protects you from the corrupt, but protects the corrupt from you. You know, your nation is doomed. Our nation is not doomed. Our nation needs to stand up and make a stand. It needs to stand
exactly.
up and make a clear choice. Thanks, Sally.
Thank you.
You bet. Rick, good morning.
Good morning.
You have something for everybody?
Yeah, just real brief, though.
I'm sorry, what?
Really brief.
Just real brief.
Please, speak your mind.
Hey, yeah, Henry, this is Henry. I understand your feeling, and you're not alone on that. I spent 27 years, and I'm beginning to wonder my sacrifice. But hang in there, let's talk, and let's see if we can get something changed. That's all.
All right, Rick, thanks a lot. You know, I think a lot of people feel like that. You know, especially a lot of the military. You know what? We busted our humps. We protected our country, and yet there's people that I wrote something the other day on Facebook, kind of tongue in cheek, but it's about when people I know that like me think of me as a reasonable man will want to take my rights away under the Second Amendment. And I wrote this, and I wrote it, and I said in it essentially is, what is it about me that you? I mean, what is it about me that you want to take away my rights? I mean, you know me. And yet you want to take my rights away under the Second Amendment. What is that? You know, and when you ask me why I need that whatever that question is, why do you need the, you know, so many guns, or why do you need bullets, or why do you need to have a gun that shoots 30 times or shoots semi-automatically? It's all the same thing. But the point is this, is that that's what we fought for. And the fact is, I am not a lawbreaker, except now I am. The state of California has made me into a lawbreaker, because when my grandson comes up to shoot with me, and he does, he doesn't bring a rifle from New Mexico, because I bought him a rifle up here, a .22 rifle. And he comes up, and it's a semi-automatic .22 rifle, by the way. It doesn't hold more than 10, because that's all the magazine holds. But when he and I come up here to go shooting, he's not old enough to get an ammo card, so what do? I give him ammo to shoot. So the state of California, thank you, Governor Brown, just made me a lawbreaker, saying is that I cannot hand 51 rounds of .22 ammunition to my grandson. Or can I hand it to Sheriff Basinko? Or can I hand it to Linda? If I'm a lawbreaker then, because it's more than 50 rounds. So that means then that I am a criminal. It may be a misdemeanor first time, but who knows? They can do anything they want. That's what they've proven. They can do anything they want. So what did I fight for? So I understand what Rick is truly touched, because there's other things too. Bob, I know what you're sitting over there chomping at the bit.
I think there's a clear correlation between alcohol consumption and death on the highways. Therefore, that bottle of wine in your house, everybody, needs to be taken away for the greater good, because a lot more people die from vehicular manslaughter due to drunk driving than were ever killed by any guns.
In fact, I just saw where a Marine was killed by a drunk driver. You know, not in combat, but by a drunk driver. So when I see things like this, yeah, but you can't question the fact of what you did for your country. You did it because you wanted to, because it's an honor to serve this country. Unfortunately, so many people don't feel like that now. But don't ever lose heart. Don't ever lose heart about what you've done and why you did it. This country is not gone. You know, we're not planning our country. It's not buried yet. There is still more room. There is room for change. There's room for the right thing. Okay.
Yeah, but you know, I really feel, Carl, that, you know, the people who have conservative values, I mean, just what happens, you know, if you just flip around and you watch Elizabeth Hasselbeck on, I think that's her last name, on The View, and you know, she I feel like a lot of times she gets bullied.
I don't think
you
she's
want to
on
talk
there.
About the other.
I don't think she's on there anymore.
Well, I know. I was watching yesterday. Last night I was looking for some lyrics, and there was something on the side on a YouTube thing, and I looked at it, and I said, she is a Republican conservative in Hollywood.
That's why she left the show, I think, that she was getting beat up really.
I mean,
she made her stands really good.
She made her stands to the point that it just made her go into tears sometimes, because you just feel bullied. You know, when you walk around and you can't say your beliefs out loud, but there, you know, the people who can, kill, bomb, assassinate, annihilate, they can say their things out loud. Here's somebody, I think America, they're part of the conservative side right now, it feels like we want to wear a black patch on our arms.
Three people commit a felony, mishandling and stealing classified documents. David Petraeus resigned in disgrace, fined $100,000, 2 years probation. Edward Snowden, wanted for treason, living in exile. Hillary Clinton, running for president of the United States. I just love these things that come up on Facebook, even if they're not all totally true, and they're not totally true right there. But there's a snippet of truth there. Yeah, that's right. Okay, let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, you two. How you doing?
Good.
Well,
thanks.
We are a little incensed this morning.
Well, you know, that's it's time for action. And Monday night, our sheriff, folks, Tom Basinko, will be at the Vineyard City Church on 3276 Pacelli Lane. That's 6 o'clock this coming Monday night. At the Vineyard Church, 3276 Pacelli Lane, and he'll be addressing all these new gun laws and many other things. We're excited about having Tom come in and speak to folks. The Reading Patriots had a chat with him, and you want to ask where your sheriff stands? You want to see where he stands on your constitutional rights? You want to see if he thinks the Bill of Rights trumps the California Constitution? Well, let's see. So anyway, it's a very, very important meeting, and oh, by the way, I know you guys really liked the FBI director's stand, didn't you?
You know, the part about if he had ended it with the, this is what we found, these were all the things we found, and then said, we are forwarding it to the Attorney General for action. you know, to let them make the decision, that would have been, I would have been happy there. But when he then said, oh, there's not enough here for a reasonable prosecutor. You know what? There's lots of prosecutors came out right after that and said, oh, no, that's more than enough to take it to a grand jury and a look at.
So well, Sally's got a good point, though, you know, and she brought up the fact that, you know, really and truly, I mean, let's get real here. You know, we've got the attorney general meeting with an ex-president who's the husband of a criminal on a plane. We have the presidents being implicated. Listen, if Hillary goes down, she's going to blow the whistle on Obama. I mean, let's all be grown-ups here. That just isn't going to happen. The FBI director was clearly frustrated but didn't have the courage to stand up. Clearly frustrated.
Well, that could be is that when Clinton waited for an hour so that she was there, they didn't, you know, besides talking about golf and their grandkids, is that he could have said, if she goes down, we all go down.
That's exactly – well, that's what the deal is. I mean, we always have these elephants in the room, and it seems like nobody has the courage to call it out. Basically, that's the deal. I mean, that's the obvious deal. He was very frustrated. I mean, he said, by the way, if somebody else did this, they'd be a criminal. And, oh, by the way, did I say they'd be a criminal if it was anybody else? And, oh, do you know what? Did I say that anybody else that did this would be considered a criminal? I mean, come on.
Did he say that? I didn't get that. I didn't get that part. I just got to the part that he said everything she said was a lie.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, that's the point. I mean, we can't. We just have to quit being naive about this. I mean, the real deal is if she gets brought down, the president's brought down. If she goes down, they all go down, and they're not going to go down.
Well, the only thing that's going to happen then is if Trump wins, he puts somebody like Trey Gowdy as the attorney general, and who then turns around and says, you know what, let's go back and look at that, and then just tears them all down.
That's the only thing that's going to make this work. The other thing we all need to do, and I mean this very seriously, is to pray for the safety of Donald Trump. Whether you like him or not, pray for his safety.
Right.
You know what? You know, I was thinking about that the other day, because there is so much. There's been so much hate generated by places like the Huffington Post and these others. That I mean, it just seems like there is a. I'm surprised that there hasn't been a concerted effort to try to get to this man. Unless there has been.
Let's look at the elephant in the room. I don't. You think it would just be some whack job? I don't think so. I think it would be planned and organized, and we all know who would do it.
Well, anyway. Hey, we've got to take a break. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks, Terry.
All right. We're going
to take
a break here.
We do have to take a break. And you know what? We're taking your calls. We've got more calls coming in. And this portion of the show has been brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, Reading. They are our firearms dealer choice when it comes to selecting that new long gun or pistol. You know, check out. We talked about the sheriff talking about what's happening with our new gun laws. Find out what they are. Bastiani prides themselves in customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and fair prices. Give them a call at 222-8222. We'll be right back.
Continue to tighten up across the country. Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California that includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Each Saturday at 9 o'clock, it's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. And we have great community sponsors.
Chronic Disaster Services, they do it all. Zach Bay at State Farm Insurance, your good neighbor in Reading. James Luna at Gold Star Mortgage.
Mast Roofing, Mast keeps you covered. Each week we cover many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform you of what's happening. So tune in each Saturday at 9 o'clock to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show, it's the happening place.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Are you starting to see a trend in our music today? Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's 10 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 6th of July. 605-4567 is our phone number, which everybody seems to know because our lines are pretty busy.
Yay.
67 degrees going up to 95 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. For over 20 years, they have been outstanding in their service and support of the Northern California area, including voted best in the North State for 2015. And, well, they could be voted best in the North State every year. That's how good Martin and his people are. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
Currently 68 degrees in the downtown studios. It's going to be sunny today with temperatures around 94, mostly clear tonight with 67. Thursday calls for 95, Thursday night with a low of 68. Friday, 89. And as the week progresses, we are under the triple digits. And, yes, Carl did do the weather before, but I wanted to go into further detail. Anyway, let's go to the
phones.
That's
your job. That's your job is the weather. And if I give it, it doesn't count.
Let's go to the phones.
Who's on the phone?
Roberta, good morning.
Nobody wrote down who you were, Roberta. Yeah. Good morning.
Roberta.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
What really gets to me is she's being portrayed as naive, uninformed. She's just an average person. This lady is an attorney. She is not stupid.
She's been a senator. She knows what's classified material. She knows that a 19-year-old knows what classified material is.
Yeah, and so this is so flimsy. That's what bothers me the most, is in such a flimsy excuse, she gets off. And I'm telling you, I don't have a stomach for this kind of stuff. We have got to stand up, people. Let's get out there and really show them who is in charge, and it's we, the people.
You know, and that's it. This is starting to transcend parties at this point. When something like this happens and this woman gets away with it, you know, Hillary Clinton, I mean, there's so much to point in her past and what she's done in just in her job performance that is just bad. And I'm talking about the Middle East. Anybody that would elect a president when she says things like, "You need somebody with my experience." Oh, my God. Her experience has led us to ISIS. You know, you can draw a direct line from her being Secretary of State to ISIS to us. And that's what we should be voting for? I don't think so. But
I heartily agree with you, Carl.
Yeah, I mean, it's
keep it up. You're our voice. Please stay with us.
Don't worry. We're
all
here.
All right.
We're here. You know,
bye.
Are we here, hon?
We are so here.
We are so
yeah,
here.
We took a break because of, it was the 4th of July. My dad turned 85, and we wanted to be with family.
It's rarely
so
we take
important.
That. Take
you
a
know,
day
my
off
dad
like
served.
That.
Yeah. We were with a bunch of people, relatives that served. And, you know, I'm feeling that whole thing with Henry. It just really hit my gut.
So, Henry, we want you to call us back after the show. Call us back, you know, about 9:10 or 9:15 today. And because you shouldn't feel that bad. You shouldn't feel that way. So,
well, he's going to feel how he's going to feel.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I understand how he feels because I feel like I am, I'm upset about this whole thing because the FBI is there to, here's the evidence. It's up to the Attorney General. Put it on the Obama administration. Put that on them to make that decision. And then if they didn't want to do it, then fine, just lay it at their door. But the FBI, what he's done is, I think he's tarnished the FBI a little bit. Even if I think that the FBI is, you know, I mean, I think that they are a group of uncorruptible types for the most part. But I think with that decision, and he didn't take questions. He just walked out and said, this is it. I think with that decision, he left a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths on that one. Bill, good morning. You have something for everybody?
Hey, is this Carl?
This is Carl and Linda.
Hey, guys. Hi. I'm in Mountain City, Nevada.
Okay.
And we want to be annexed in the Jefferson 51, if you can do it.
Okay. We'll get it. Hey, we'll hook something out there.
Huh?
So how you listen to us on the computer?
Yeah, every day.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. I love you guys. I love Colt 45. The thing I don't like is Dave Ramsey, but that's not my call.
Okay.
Okay. So what's on your mind? What would you like to add to the
There's a guy that's substitute for Red Eye. His name is Rob something. I forget his last name, but God, he'd be great.
Okay.
Or Mike Savage.
Yeah, you know, Savage is out there. We have Mark Levin. We like Mark a lot.
I like Mark.
Yeah, I think frankly he's smarter than Savage. But anyway, well, Bill, we really appreciate you listening and calling in, buddy.
Oh, hold on, I got a couple of points on his deal yesterday.
Okay.
Number one, he lied, and as far as I know, it's the first time he's publicly lied, when he said no one has read this. Barack Obama would have never had her on his plane unless he knew the outcome.
Okay.
And number two, he left so quickly when he was done.
Yep.
And I think that's just indicative.
Well, I think that there was something. I think there's things passed during that meeting. Yeah, you know, at first, you know, you say, well, you know, even if it wasn't, it still looked bad. They shouldn't have done it, and everybody agrees. But now, then, right after that, you get the decision made. So now you have to really think. Well, what was passed during that meeting? So, okay, Bill, thanks a lot. Thanks for listening.
Listen, you guys, take care.
Thank you so much, Bill, and of course.
Okay. Hey, Linda.
Yeah.
Do you have anything published in music?
I've got something coming out. Believe it or not, I just in the process of finishing it now, and one of them is an original, and so that will be on iTunes.
Oh, great!
Yeah,
you have a pretty voice, girl.
Oh well, thank you, Bill. Yeah.
And hey, Carl.
Yeah.
Semper Fi, buddy.
Semper Fi, Mac. Thanks a lot for calling.
Hey, you know, we're feeling I want
nice.
To talk
that
about
was
you
nice
know,
for somebody, was, you know, somebody to call
that was
in
great
from,
you know
wants to come into what did he say he was from Nevada battleground or something Bob
he's in, from Nevada he's
Battle from, Mountain I think
Battle
he's
Mountain
in,
yeah.
Okay, I wanted to close this segment on a positive note here about some the good deed.
Yeah, we got Gary Cadd coming in afterwards, yeah.
Last week, a Boston cabbie returned about $187,000 cash left in his taxi by a homeless man to the Boston Police Department. I want to read you all this story. Raymond Buzzy McCatland, a driver for the Independent Taxi Operators Association, picked up a man with a cast on one leg July 1. The guy said he told me he was homeless and he had been living in a shelter for 6 months. During the trip, he asked McCausland to stop because he wanted to meet a friend. The customer said he'd return, but he didn't after about 30 minutes. So McCausland drove to the man's hotel to try and find him with the help of the staff there. He checked the bag the man left behind and found bundles of $50 and $100 bills. McCausland immediately took the money to the Boston police, who determined it was part of an inheritance. To me, that was a relief, because I know it wasn't, they'd come looking for me. The money's owner called the taxi company, who contacted police. He picked up his backpack and money and gave McCausland a $100 reward. That wasn't the first time McCausland found a large sum of money left in his cab. I once found $10,000 about 30 years ago, he told WCVB. I returned that, and they didn't give me nothing. Sometimes you get good tips, sometimes you don't.
Okay. That was a good story.
Good
it was
story.
A good story. Hey, by the way, a gentleman by the I think somebody's just joined our chat room by the name of Comey, which is the director of the FBI. His last name. So if the director of the FBI is, maybe he can he can illuminate us on how he made this decision in the chat room. Anyway, as we said, we're going to come back. We're going to have Gary Catt on. He's Reading City Councilman, but he's also a candidate for re-election. We're having everybody on here in the next couple of weeks, all the Board of Supervisors and all the City Council people on, to talk to them, get some things going here, and let you start making your mind up, getting some more information to make your mind up. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. It's 8 o'clock.
KCNR Shasta Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Wally Hines. Slowing the U.S. troop drawdown from Afghanistan.
Instead of going down to 5,500 troops by the end of this year, the United States will maintain approximately 8,400 troops in Afghanistan into next year through the end of my administration.
President Obama making that announcement minutes ago. Mr. Obama says the higher troop levels will help the continued training of Afghanistan's troops. The House plans to grill FBI Director James Comey over his decision not to recommend charges against Hillary Clinton and her use of private email servers.
The FBI Director's comments yesterday didn't close this case. It raised a lot more serious questions that need to be answered by Secretary Clinton about what her intentions really were when she broke the law and what happened and who got access to that highly classified, sensitive information.
Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise. Comey will be called to testify before the House Oversight Committee. British Prime Minister David Cameron promising to learn from just-released report that concludes Britain rushed into war in Iraq without weighing its options.
We'll obviously want to spend a lot of time, I'm sure, talking about the decisions on going to war and all the rest of it. But I think the most important thing for all of us is to think, how do we make sure government works better, decisions are arrived at better, legal advice is considered better?
The report found Britain's entrance into the war was based on faulty intelligence. In Baton Rouge overnight, about 200 demonstrators protesting the fatal police shooting of a 37-year-old black man outside a convenience store. Police had responded to reports of a man threatening people with a gun. House Republican leaders are pushing a measure that would give authorities 3 days to block gun sales to suspected terrorists. Democrats don't like the time limit. They're threatening more protests like the one that shut down the House just 2 weeks ago. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Philadelphia's main transit agency is looking to lease equipment from other states after sidelining 120 regional rail cars due to structural problems.
With a third of the fleet out of service, commuters Tuesday had to cope with delayed and packed trains. The Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority says cracks were discovered Friday in beams in the suspension system on its fleet of Hyundai Rotem-made Silverliner 5 rail coaches. The transit union claims the agency knew about the problem for at least a month, which the authority disputes. Transit officials say the problem could be a design flaw, bad materials, or faulty workmanship. Keith Peters reporting.
The feds are about to expand tests to speed up airport lines and improve security. The Transportation Security Administration says it plans to begin using CT scanners to inspect carry-on bags at one checkpoint in Phoenix by the end of the year. The process is mostly automated, with humans stepping in only if something's amiss. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. U.S. government investigating complaints from Ford Explorer owners who say they smelled exhaust gas inside the SUV.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said it received 154 complaints involving Ford Explorers with model years between 2011 and 2015. Exhaust gas was smelled when the SUVs were in full throttle. The odor was also detected when the air conditioner was in recirculation mode. Some owners said that two previous recommended fixes from Ford failed to fix the issue.
Correspondent Greg Clugston reporting. Authorities in Akron, Ohio are dealing with an unusual number of heroin overdoses. More than a dozen ODs in less than 12 hours, including one that was fatal. Congress is dealing with tainted water in its own backyard, higher than normal levels of lead in drinking water from fountains on Capitol Hill. Lawmakers and staff being offered free blood testing. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is July the 6th. It is 5 minutes after the hour of 8. 605-4567 is our phone number, 530-605-4567, if you're calling from out of area, as we've been getting phone calls. KCNR1460.com is how we stream our shows daily. We're here, of course, with Bad Bob, but then Linda's here with our weather report.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's 8 o'clock in the morning, of course, on this beautiful day of the 6th of July, 68 degrees. Currently, no, 71 degrees. It's going to be sunny today with our highs of 94, mostly clear tonight with 67. Thursday calls for a sunny high of 95 with our lows of 68. Mostly sunny on Friday with highs of 89 as we go through our weekend. Saturday calls for 85, Sunday 87. And Monday, all sunny and clear with our highs of 92. Tuesday calls for 89. And so we've got a beautiful forecast ahead of us. Under the triple-digit marks, weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned and operated, and they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Let's go to the phones this morning with Susan Eastman with our Wells Fargo advisor. Susan, what's happening in the market?
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are declining for a second day as investors continue to digest global economic uncertainty. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 33 points at 17,807. The S&P 500 is down 7 points at 2,081, and the NASDAQ Composite gaining 10 points at 4,833. Active stocks on the big board, Bank of America off 5 cents, trading at 1269. Barrick Gold up 81 cents at 2321 per share. Rite Aid positive 13 cents, trading at 743. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, Bank of Commerce up 3 pennies at 650. FedEx down $1.56, trading at 150.58. Best Buy down 37 cents at 29.99. The 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.32%. And for commodities, gold is up $13.30 an ounce at $1,372.20. Silver up 22 cents at $20.12. And crude oil down 49 cents, trading at $46 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much. It's Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo advisor, located at 2705 Park Marina Drive. Give her a call at 530-243-7561. Susan knows what she's talking about. She's been in the business a long time. Does great work. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction here. You want to have a concealed carry while you still can. Well, this is the guy to go to. This is what he does for a living. This is not something he does part-time. This isn't something he does on the side. This is his job, and all of his instructors are NRA instructors, all been through the classes, all been through the schools. They provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California, maybe anywhere, is by Northern Firearms Instruction. They will provide weapons or provide guns for you if you need them, if you're just still, if you're starting out and you still haven't found the right gun to carry. That, and they will help you find the gun afterwards, all, you know, to help you buy it. All of this from Northern Firearms Instruction. Give them a call at 530-999-1822 or check them out at readingccw.com. All right, let's go to the phones. Dar, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I have a question.
Okay.
The governor signed that bill regarding buying ammunition with a background check? Does that mean every time you go in and buy ammunition, you got to pay a $50 background check?
No, ma'am, I don't think that's what it means. I think you go through a background check once, kind of like you do with the buying a gun. Oh, but I see what you're saying. So every time I buy a gun, I have to get a background check, right?
That's right.
I think it's a one-time background check, and then after that, you have to show your license, your driver's license, or something like that. I have not gotten into it that deep, but we are going to have Sam Paredes back and, of course, Sheriff Basenko to talk about him specifically.
The thing is that it seems to me that they are just cutting and cutting and cutting into our Second Amendment.
Oh, well, that is absolutely true. They are cutting, and they're making it harder, and they're going to say, by the way, if you for some reason had a magazine that had more than 10 rounds in it, you've got to now give it to the FBI, or not the FBI, but you have to give it to a local law enforcement. You have to destroy it or take it and get it out of state. So if for some reason you had one from before, which was legal to possess, now it's illegal and you are a lawbreaker after a certain date.
I believe that is, they're the lawbreakers in this case. They're breaking our Constitution. That's our right under the Constitution, we the people.
Yes, ma'am. Well, you see, the Democrats down in Sacramento don't really care about that because what they're doing is knee-jerk reactions to a terrorist attack. So what they want to do is to make sure that we are not armed. That we, the people, are not armed, that they're going to make it harder and harder. Oh, yeah, we're going to see what kind of ammo you're buying. You can only buy so much, et cetera, et cetera. Yes, ma'am, that is exactly true.
I don't believe them. They're lying because a terrorist can get a gun someplace else.
That's right, and so can gang members.
They're not going to go up to the sports store here and buy their gun and their ammunition. It has nothing to do with the terrorists. It has to do with taking our rights away.
I agree. I think we're all singing the same thing. Gary Cad's with us, too. Gary, what do you think here?
Control.
Oh, things control.
It's nothing
it is.
But taking control to be able to I don't know, hurt us or whatever you want to call it, but it's total control is what they're working towards.
Thanks a lot, Dar.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, it is. Medical. Now that you know they've got in, they're going for the single payer medical, mm-hmm. so that will have control of your medical needs, and then your guns to make sure that you can't protect yourself against the further encroachment and more aggressive of our freedom loving Democrats down in Sacramento. Again, it's only what they want. And one of the things that Linda said earlier is that how can Republicans are vilified because you're a Republican. We have family members that are in organizations that are mainly liberal Democrats. When they find out that he's a Republican, they just, how can you be a Republican? I mean, you seem so normal, quote. And it's like, well, I am normal, but, the fact is that every one of you is agreeing with what I'm saying about what's going on. So what's that make? If I'm a Republican and you're agreeing with me, what's that make you? Which really throws them into a lot of consternation, and then they run out screaming, their hair's on fire. Anyway, okay.
Welcome to the show, Mr. Gary Cad.
Thank you, Linda, very much. Pleasure
okay.
to be here.
The seller is required to get a vendor's license and are not allowed to transfer the ammo unless the BOC comes back clean.
All right.
Okay.
So, Gary, good morning, and what's on your mind? So welcome to our show today, and, you have a lot of, I'm sure that, we're having everybody
just,
on.
We should probably just take a break.
Okay, if you want to, take an early break and come back.
Let's take an early break and come back before you get started, because I want to get going on it, because Gary is, I know you've got like 6-7 things you've got written down here you want to talk about, and we want to get into all of them, unfunded liabilities, crime, especially now that since these new statistics have come up saying crime is, we're higher here in Shasta County than the state of California on the average. All right, so we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help.
Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Reading Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027 or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
You want to know what State of Jefferson will look like? You decide.
July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak at the Church of Glad Tidings.
Join your neighbors for the first Jefferson Formation Assembly. Represent your county. Leave your fingerprints on the free state.
July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak at the Church of Glad Tidings. Register now at soj51.net.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Wednesday, 8:17, and we are so happy to have Bob Belongi at the... at the board here this morning. But our special guest this morning is Gary Cadd, who is, of course, on our city council and running for re-election. And what has this last term meant for you?
Well, to be truthful with you, I had an idea of what I wanted to accomplish. And being just one person, one of five on the city council, but I had ideas of what I wanted to accomplish in 4 years on the city council. I have to admit that I did not and wasn't able to accomplish those issues. One of them was to work on REU. I think that we have some real problems with REU. The ratepayers have problems, and I think it's time to start taking care of those problems. So one of the things that I'm working on, and I really wish this would have been on the November ballot, but it just worked out where he couldn't get it there. So hopefully we can have a special election in the spring. And everybody will say, oh, Gary, that's going to be $80,000. Well, I've been talking to the county clerk, and she's telling me that we could have an all-mail-out ballot, which would be tremendously less expensive. But what I'd like to do is to take the overall governing of Reading Electric Utility and put it in the hands of five elected individuals from within the city, and the city council and the city staff would no longer oversee Reading Electric Utility. In other words, we'd have an elected board of five members in the community to oversee Redding Electric Utility. Then there would also be a five-member commission to oversee what's going on, so we could have a better idea of what's going on. And this is one of the reasons right here. Last June 17th of last year, the council considered an issue on the agenda to raise the kilowatt price. Well, actually wanted to raise and lower. They wanted to lower the upper end and raise the lower end.
They wanted to raise the connection fee and by 40-something percent.
They wanted to change what's called the network charge on your bill, which is $13 a month, and they wanted to raise it to $42 a month, which was an increase of $29 a month. Well, and
it's over 100% then.
Yeah, so not too long ago, I got a hold of REU and asked them, how many ratepayers do you have? And it's over 43,000. So I just multiplied 29 times 43,000. I think it comes out to about $1.5 million. I forget the exact number, but it's $1.5 million. And then you take that
per month.
12 per month. Then you take that times 12 is over $15 million. So in other words, had they passed that, which they didn't at that time, had they passed it, that they would have picked up $15 million this last year on this increase. And the reason they didn't pass it is, I think, political. But I'm not going to go into that. But
well, people were really upset because it was taking people on single that are on fixed mm-hmm. incomes and raising their electricity by 100% for the connection fee, and taking people that were working or had better access to paying it and dropping. I would have paid less money.
Well, and the thing comes down to is, keep in mind now that if somebody, I'm sorry, I've got a bit of a. keep in mind that people that can't afford to pay their electric bill and get behind, they can no longer live in that dwelling that they're in, whether it's
right.
an apartment,
they
house, or whatever
out.
It is. So then
right.
they're out on the street. So that means I wonder how many people that are on the street over our downturn from back in 2008 coming to here. I wonder how many of those people fell under that. But, we don't have a figure on that. But several individuals that have come to me and said, Gary, I'm having a problem. I messed up. I didn't pay the bill. I got right down to the last couple of days, so I went online and wanted to pay my bill. So I did. And the next couple of days, they came and shut my electricity off. But I paid the bill. I went online and paid my bill. They call REU and find out that, you paid your bill, but you didn't pay the late fee. Well, why isn't REU... If they can put the bill online, why can't they put the late fee online? If they can't put it online, why aren't they giving a grace?
They do put it online.
Well,
if you've got a late fee, it shows how much you owe. You owe this much for your electric bill, and then this much for a late fee.
Well, there are individuals that are doing that, and that I've had several come to me and say that that they paid the bill, but the late fee wasn't in the bill online, so the late fee wasn't paid, so that triggered. And see, when you do that, that's a $75 connection fee, and then they can put a deposit on top of it of several hundred dollars. It's just
Are a lot of things like that, and we've had them turn off the power for a disabled veteran on a Friday, so mm-hmm. he and his family don't have any electricity on a weekend. Now, REU addressed that. Now, the big thing for me with REU, why is the deputy city manager also the head of REU? Why isn't REU a separate entity? Because any way you look at it, Barry Tippin works for
Kurt Starman,
mm-hmm. and so I mean it's got this. It seems to me there should be kind of a independent operator there. I don't know about having 10 people overseeing it, because that's what you're talking about, right?
Right. Well, having a commission to oversee it.
You said you had like five people running it.
Well, you would have an election of a Redding Electric. It'd be the same thing. Right now, you got five people overseeing it, the Redding City Council.
Right.
It would take it out of the city council's
hands
and out of city staff's hands, and you would have five elected people from within the community that you would elect to oversee Redding Electric Utility.
Well, I think that Redding Electric Utility, I don't think it's as transparent as it can be. I think that they fought for so many years for everybody to be to be really good on conserving electricity. And when people are, and wanting to go to solar and all these, is that they're fighting them on that now.
That every time there's a meeting about solar power, that there's the REU is pushing back real hard. Well, the reason being is that the more solar power people you have, the less money comes into REU, which means you're going to have to raise rates. So,
But you don't go out. Well, like last June, Mr. Tippin, after the issue was tabled until February of this next year, it'll come back again in some way, shape, or form. Mr. Tippin made the comment that that we really don't have to do this now. That was pulling in $15 million a year, $15 million a year, but they really didn't have to do it now. And see,
that's what he said.
Not
he
enough
said that's for it's for the future.
Yeah, there's not enough transparency there to I mean, you got to remember who owns Reading Electric Utility, the City of Reading corporate, or the people of the City of Reading.
The people of the City of Reading, that's obviously. Right. But it seems like we, as we are doing with everything else, we abdicate our responsibilities on that. And then when we try to have a commission oversee it, that the City Council votes to get rid of them. Mm-hmm. On a 4-to-1 vote.
That's right.
Especially with the new city council people who also promised us a fix to this law and order problem we have, and yet here we are 2 years later, and crime has increased even more.
Let's look at something. Since you brought that up, let's look at something real quickly here. We've got promises about how this is going to happen. I keep saying that I don't trust the previous city councils, this one, or any of the future city councils. And some of the members get upset with me, but I'm terribly sorry about that. But having said that, do you stop and realize through this tax, we're going to bring in $110 million over 10 years, and there's going to be five elections. Count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in that 10 years. The people that are on the council now are going to be long gone from their promises they're making now to what's going to happen in the future. That's the reason why I think that we need to have a committee put together to oversee what's going on, and they should be elected, should be put together by the people, so the council cannot, or the city cannot, get rid of it.
I think that's true, because what they say is, oh, we're going to appoint this committee, and the names you hear change dramatically and drastically. Some of them are, in Brent Weaver's case, worked on his campaign. Really close supporters of Brent. I'm just using Brent as an example because he's come up with some names out in front. And I think it should be somebody, but he has others that aren't, like
Mary Machado.
Mary Machado, who is on nobody's side except the people's side, as it appears. But I think it's true that I don't think a city council person should make that person should be the one that says this is who's going to oversee it, because there's too much chance of a less than a transparent choice there. So maybe it should be. And just add on, 10 people's names from the community or 12 people's names to be elected on there. But then the city, and they're there for 4 years. And they can't be replaced unless they do something, that breaks the law.
But in essence, you have oversight.
You have oversight.
You have accountability.
But Brent Weaver promised that if it was used for anything else but that, that he'd lead the recall effort.
Well, the thing that comes down to...
That could be a silly campaign promise.
I would not want to make my... I promise this. We don't know what's going to happen in the future. When you're going 10 years forward and you're going to have five different elections,
That's true. You know what? Brent could say, I've had enough this year and I'm out of here. Or Missy's out of there. I don't know. Francie could leave. I mean, you could have everybody switch out of there, and then now you've got they want to use the money for homeless people or mental health facilities instead of
there's another thing now too. See, I brought up what's going to happen.
Because there's a couple people that already started talking about using that money for that.
Right, I've also made what's going to happen when the different issues here change. Oh, Gary, they're not going to change. Well, we're not building the new courthouse. If we're not building a new courthouse, we're not going to have the courtroom one
and that
two.
Was delayed because the state doesn't have
the money.
Well, because the state raided the money out of that and put it for someplace else. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Well, they did that, and they also, the road projects over in Willits, they're putting a bypass around the city of Willits, and they're 60% done. It's all stopped. It's going to cost them probably $50 million just to shut it down and restart it, just on that one project. But the project here with the courthouse, that's shut down. If that's shut down, then that means that the 64 beds that were going to be in courtroom one and courtroom two are not going to come to pass. So where's that money going? And then also the money to staff the 64 beds in the courtroom one and courtroom two. So that portion of it is.
It was supposed to start here this month or next month?
Yeah, real close to starting.
And when did they? How long has it been delayed? Do they have any idea?
Oh, there's no idea. The money's not there. So it's for the moment it's indefinite. I don't know. You'd have to get a hold of Sacramento. You know where that goes. Ask him about our guns and ammunition.
Yeah. Hey, we're here with Gary Cadd, a Reading City Councilman who is running for re-election. We got to take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. 1740 Eureka Way. It's on the corner of Eureka and Court Street. They've got it all there. They've got whether you want a machine to work out on, you want your ellipticals, you want running tracks, you want free weights. They have it all. They've got it all. Stair climbers, everything. Bikes for spinning, and, of course, a saltwater pool.
Saltwater pool. Back in the pool with Kathleen Cowling doing fabulous aqua aerobic specially trained classes. So check out Wellgate Sports Club. Give them a call at 768-1205.
Yep. We'll be over there today. In fact, Bad Bob's been over there, and he's just been tearing that place up. Okay, we're here with Gary Cadd. We'll be right back after these messages, 8:30 here on the 6th of July.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PAL's Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's Fund and continue PAL's legacy.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, July 7th in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for a fabulous evening with Bobby Veramontes on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, and my special guest, Paul Senn, on trumpet. A night of the American Songbook from 7 to 9 p.m. Call 243-3377 for reservations. Romance on the River, July 7th. See you there.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindeby. Good morning, everybody. It is 26 minutes until the hour of 9 o'clock here on July the 6th. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 72 degrees, going up to 95 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. It's the best place in the world to get a haircut. It's the Cheers of Barbershops, man's last stronghold. All right there in one spot at Cypress Square Barbershop. Better known business. And join us tomorrow night at Elements Lounge, where Linda and her cast of thousands are going to be there.
No, okay. Wind River tomorrow night, folks, from 7 to 9. We have Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on stand-up bass, Bobby Verimonti's on drums, and our special guest, Paul Senn, on trumpet. I had rehearsal last night. We rehearsed at Bernie's Guitar Shop. It's going to be so wonderful, a whole other, you know, sound thing with Paul on trumpet. So come on out. You know, it's free to get in. You know, have a cocktail, or if you want to have steak and lobster, it's $22. And anyway, so it'll be fun tomorrow night. That is
Elements Lounge.
Elements Lounge, 243-3377.
We'll be there dancing and cavorting. Okay, we're here with Gary Cadd, who is one of our Redding City Council people, who is also running for re-election, and we've talked about crime. Let's talk about crime. You know, here it is that...
I wanted to say something about Linda.
Okay.
Down at the Elements, the steak and lobster is fantastic. Linda and I have been down there a number of times and really look forward to it. So
thank you, and it's nice
so
that
you have the beautiful music. And you have the beautiful food, and it's just one nice time.
It
great.
Is a nice time.
I'm glad to hear
it
that. Nice thank you. And it's affordable.
Yeah. No, it is. It's nice. Yeah, go ahead, Carl.
Okay, now, you know, when this last election, we had everybody coming in promising to take care of crime. And then, you know, it was 2 years before we actually got the, and I'm not sure, is the Blueprint for Safety out now?
I believe it is.
It's officially out?
Yeah, officially
okay,
out.
Okay, so it's officially out, and... But it took almost 2 years to do that, nothing has come from it except we're going to raise taxes on everybody.
Let me bring this point too. Seems as though that Gary made the comment back in January over a year ago, that to do nothing then was simply not an option. I was in favor of starting to do things back then instead of just studying,
which we have a propensity to do in this town.
Well, and we get nothing done.
Well, we have nothing done, except we now have a higher crime rate than the state of California.
True.
As an average here, right here in River City. Mm-hmm. In Shasta County, our crime rate is higher than the state of California, even though some of it has dropped, and some of like burglaries has dropped. But so as it has in California. But the assaults, rapes have gone up. The property crime has exploded. Property crime has just exploded. And the sheriff and the chief all agree, yep, that's happening. But yet I don't see anybody doing anything about it. I mean, the chief and the sheriff do what they can with, you know, with their resources. I don't see the board of supervisors doing a damn thing. And I don't see you all doing a thing. Except studying it. Probably. And coming up, the only thing you could come up with is raise taxes.
Well, keep in mind.
And how is that guaranteed that's going
to
fix it?
It's 4-1. 4-1.
Well,
you know where I have been on this issue. But, no, it's raising the taxes. And with the money already, with the courthouse not being built, I mean.
And now the courthouse isn't being built, so there's another 100 beds that aren't going to be done.
Well, there's 64 beds in the courtroom 1 and courtroom 2. The other 64 beds are going to be over in the area where the laundry and the kitchen are in the present jail. But the city's also going to be putting money forward to staff those areas. So we've got a chunk of the new sales tax,
was supposed to go there.
If this goes, it's supposed to go there. So where is that going to get moved to?
Well, of course, so. It's going to go to the homeless and the mental, you know, mental health thing. But that's not what we're voting for, as far as I know.
No,
we're
not.
Voting. It has nothing to do with the homeless.
Right.
But yet, if I understand right, Christian Schrader's already started making noises about that.
They want money to go. See, and the thing with it is, are the people of the city of Reading going to tax themselves and allow three votes on the Reading City Council to be able to redirect money to where the council thinks the money needs to go?
But there, supposedly, isn't there that addendum that goes with this? It says that this money must be used for, it says all of the money must be used in public safety.
Keep in mind, Carl.
It's an advisory.
The addendum is advisory and means absolutely nothing. Legally, three members of the Reading City Council will be able to direct that money to anywhere they want it to go. Anywhere they want it to go. There's nothing illegal about them redirecting the money. The way it's set, there's nothing at all. So what it basically boils down to is, do you trust your city council, who's putting this together, and do you trust the future city councils, of which the personalities, we have no idea who they're going to be? This is where the trust issue comes in. And that's up to the citizens. I mean, we have to hear. It's like I mentioned earlier about the rate increase with REU. It was wildly disliked. People really disliked it. They called me. They emailed me. There was a tremendous amount of things coming forward. And what the people have to do is to let their council know what they want done.
I think it's time that people start thinking outside the box. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody keeps turning them down, volunteers and all this, to start driving around at night to help, you know, shine lights on things. And Rob Pelletti says, hey, look, I can't put those people out there. They could be injured. I think there might be some kind of things for waivers that people can drive around. I mean, you have the Securitas. Well, maybe we need to, maybe the city needs to go out and pay your Securitas to drive around areas.
Well, you know, Carl.
I mean, at least you'll have somebody there that's rough from driving around the area and putting spotlights on things to try and stop this. And you know what? This thing on walking on the trail. All of a sudden, we've got cops out on the trail, four of them now on bikes. Mm-hmm. Not out there all the time, because it's, you know, where is the outrage from the city council about an 83-year-old woman getting smacked in the head on the trail? Where's the outrage, Gary? I didn't see any.
Well, there should be. In the
I did not. I, you know, what'd they do? Missy had a meeting with the trails people.
Of which I couldn't go to because there was two city council people there, and it was her meeting and she was speaking. All they have to do for those meetings is just make a special meeting, 24-hour notice, special meeting, and then all the members can attend. But see, some of these meetings they've been having,
I can't attend. Gary, who gives a damn about your meetings? I'm frankly tired of the meetings.
Well,
the city
I'd like
council,
to know what they're saying.
The city. Well, yeah, I understand that, but I'm tired of the meetings because what exactly is that doing? Where's somebody pounding their fist on a table and making the statement that we are taking our trails back from these degenerates that are scaring people and attacking our community? Where is the outrage? No, let's have a meeting with the trails. Oh, beware! Walk with another person. Wrong. Then if that's the case, walk to another person. Don't wear a short skirt. Don't drink before you go to a bar. I mean, why don't you just do that? I mean, you're blaming the people that are being attacked by these degenerates.
And it is their fault for being attacked.
Excuse me? Yes. So she's walking on this trail, and she gets whacked in the head, and so, oh, well, you should walk with somebody. You know what? Wrong. They should put people out there. They should clean this trail up. They should just do a sweep through there, clean up all the areas. You know what? Oh, gosh, the grass doesn't get cut over here in the park. Too bad. We're cleaning the trails off. We're taking all that undergrowth and getting rid of it. Where is the outrage? And it seems like the people in our town are just accepting this. Oh, we're going to have another meeting. We're having another meeting. We're having another meeting. You know what? When are the meetings over?
When is the time to do something? It's time, folks. It's time to take the city back. It's just like I made a comment on Facebook about it's time that the people protect themselves. I mean, the police can't be everywhere all the time. When you see a problem, if you're on the trail or if you're downtown and you see somebody accosting a lady, step over. And I'm understanding there's people doing it.
But how about the Veterans Hall? How many complaints does there have to be? Does it have to be some older veteran beat up, pushed mm-hmm. on the ground, their car urinated on before there's something done? You know, I know the chief, you know, started pushing them away from there. But I mean, any day you go down to the library or the Veterans Hall in Library Park, there is a congregation of homeless, transients, whatever you want to call them. Some of them are mentally off. A lot of them aren't. They're camping down there.
Mm-hmm.
They're making noise. There's like 15 to 20 of them. And yet, that seems to be okay.
Well, Dale Ball and the folks go down there and have lunch on Wednesdays. I missed it yesterday because I had a meeting I had to attend. But we were down there a week ago Wednesday. And
well, today's Wednesday. You can go down today.
Today's Wednesday. Well, I can be down there today.
You can go down there today. Yeah.
It's Wednesday. All right. Well, that's
fine. I've lost 2 days. I thought today was Friday for most of the morning.
Yeah. Well, then I will be there at lunch today with my salad. I will go down there and have lunch with the folks.
With my salad and my 44 Magnum.
Yeah.
So, just kidding, of course. Hey, we're here with Gary Catt, and I'm picking on Gary because, Gary, you're just the face of the city council. Every one of them that comes through here, I say the same things. I get just as angry. When you guys going to do something? You know what? And I know it's 4-1, Gary, but you know what? What's it take? What does it take for the city council to start moving funds around, putting it into the police department, and just saying, oh, okay, I guess we're not going to cut the grass this week? Or why in the hell does the city pay for the green, you know, the green to be picked up during the winter when nobody cuts anything, and yet we pay for them to drive up and down the blocks?
Well, you recall I brought that up and they voted it down. I did here a year and a half or so ago about picking the green up at every 2 weeks instead of every week.
Yeah.
See, because if you those garbage trucks. The solid waste trucks going up and down the road, I've been told, are the same. One trip up and down the street is the same as 4,000 car trips on that street.
Well, why did it get voted down? Oh, because it's too hard for the people to figure this out, right?
Okay.
Well, Rod Dinger said, and he got beat up so bad over that, and he said, okay, that's not the real reason. That's a union thing.
But see, that's an issue that I brought up. It went nowhere.
Okay.
So,
Gary Catt. You know what, Gary? I'm sorry. I will be nicer when we come back because, frankly, the things I'm pointing out, you have voted against them. You have voted for the people on these things. And there's, oh, well, he's so conservative. Oh, you know, he votes against everybody. Well,
no.
You know what? Somebody's got to vote. Somebody's got to vote against it and stand up and say, wait a minute, this is crazy.
Well, the biggest thing, Carl, when you come right down to it, that the people really want to know what's going on, go to your meetings. Oh, they're so dry. If you go and listen, listen to what's going on, maybe even look at an agenda before you do it, like I did for, 5-6 years before I was elected to council, you'll have an idea of what's going on in your city.
Mm-hmm.
If you find out what's going on in your city, maybe you'll have some righteous indignation to be able to stand up and say, wait a minute, I don't vote no on everything. But things that I believe that we should be voting no, that we shouldn't be doing.
I know that, and I said that. But and the fact is sometimes it is 3-2, and sometimes it's mostly it's 4-1. But people need to get into this. All right, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Budget Blinds. You know what? The solar shades that they're talking about can actually cut your energy use by 50%. You know, it keeps your house cool. And you can actually get a rebate from REU. REU actually gives money back on solar shades. And who does this? Budget Blinds. This and any other types of blinds or window coverings you can imagine. All over there with Jerry and his people. 226-9027 or visit them on the web at budgetblinds.com. We'll be right back with Gary Catt right after these messages. It's 13 minutes until the hour of 9.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today 338-2112. 2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
At WellCareMD, they do this thing called direct primary care. Instead of dealing with insurance companies and the unknowns of co-pays and co-insurance, I get unlimited, accessible, highly personalized health care for a low monthly fee. WellCareMD has same or next day appointments available for me, and I can access my doctor on my time via text or email. After hours care is available for me when appropriate, so I can avoid unnecessary ER and hospital visits. I can also go to monthly lunches to discuss health topics, and I receive discounts to local businesses. My friend's employer even offers WellCareMD through her benefits. Schedule a meet and greet to talk with Dr. Jill and see if WellCareMD is right for you. Call 262-6626 or visit us on the web, WellCareMD.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with Care Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. Care Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Dr. Kara Tennant joins Carl and Linda on Free Fire Radio Friday, July 15th on KCNR AM 1460.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I'm just going to bang this drum all day. 10 minutes until the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 6th of July. It's Wednesday, hump day for Carl and DeBot. 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. In fact, we're heading down there today because we managed on the way down to Sacramento to have a rock just ding our windshield. So we called Jeff Wurst, who owns it, better-known business, and said, Jeff, what should we do? And he says, and he gave us directions, and it didn't get any bigger. So we're going to take it by today, and he's going to fix it so you can't even see it. That's right. He guarantees it, whether it's a chip, a little bitty chip, or up to a quarter size, or cracks over 2 feet in length. Jeff Wurst. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Give him a call, 241-8373, or just stop by. 3208 South Market Street. Make an appointment. Okay, we're here with Gary Cadd, who is a Reading City Councilman running for re-election. And we beat up Gary because the rest of his city council is not here, but as time goes on, we're going to get him in here. And we're going to get all the other ones that are running for city council that have already been on, but we're going to get them on again. And just really question them what they're going to do. What are you going to do about the unfunded liability pig that is laying on our table right now?
Well, there's not a whole bunch we can do about the unfunded liability because CalPERS and PARS, both our retirement plans that we have us on a payment plan. Now, the actuarials tell me not to say a payment plan, but if they have you on a plan to where they're moving forward to pay the unfunded pensions, then you're on a payment plan as far as I'm concerned. What it basically boils down to is CalPERS sends the city the report, and usually it comes in December of every year, and it notes the percentage of salary. So in other words, the amount of salary that the city pays our city employees, there's a percentage of that salary has to go to CalPERS. Public safety right now, it's just a smidgen below 50%. And by the time we get to 2021-22, it's going to be up close to 60%, be a 10% increase. These numbers right now, we have unfunded pensions in the neighborhood of $200 million. But let's clarify that. That figure, $200 million, is as of June 30th of 2014, which is 2 years ago. So with
it
the
more
pay-
than that?
Oh, well, sure it is. But and then you've got a 25-year payoff plan that you're looking at. So if you take the 25-year payment plan, you're close to about $350 million of unfunded pensions. And we are going to pay them.
So how much out of every dollar goes to that? Would you say 73 cents, 74 cents?
73 of the city's dollar, of the general fund dollars, I think it's about 73 cents.
Okay, so we're not making more money. I mean, our taxes, are they going up? Not taxes, but our income.
No.
So the general income, is it going up? Is it staying about
sales,
the same?
Sales taxes dropped $2 million this last year.
So where's this money coming from? Where's it coming
from? That's just the point. REU had a $15 million increase they had. I wonder if that $15 million infrastructure or network charge, where that $15 million they would have picked up this last year, where that might go. And then just take, for instance, the police department.
But they didn't get to $15 million. So, no. But what I'm saying is, if we have to pay these unfunded liabilities, which nobody seems to get too excited about, they say, oh, we'll just pay them out of our income that we're making, just like you would. It's like a mortgage on your house. This is what they're saying.
Yeah.
It's like a mortgage on your house, and so you make the money, and you make your mortgage payment till it's paid off. But you're saying is it'll never get paid off, and in fact, it's going to get worse.
Well, it's going to get paid off, but the point here is the increase is going to be about anywhere from probably $14 to $17 million a year increase, and that will go on for 20 years. We don't have the $14 to $17 million to be paying.
Okay, that's the increase.
That's the increase. Right. That's just the unfunded. See, we have the everyday cost,
right,
the ongoing cost.
All right, let's go to the phones. Billy Bob, good morning. You have a question for Gary Cadd.
Yes, I do. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, the thing is, as you guys are discussing this critical situation, unfortunately, we have an election here that, Gary, hopefully you do well in it, but that's like trying to fly a B-59 or a B-2 or something over the Iraqi desert. I mean, it's pretty desolate out there for you. I'm sure...
It's actually, Bob, I'm seeing a tremendous amount of support within the community.
Okay.
The people that I talk to, the people that I come across, I have people walk up to me and I have no idea who they are, and walk up to me and want to shake my hand and say, Gary, keep doing what you're doing and we're going to vote for you. It's very encouraging to me.
Well, and I wanted to add that encouragement because, again, you're the last straw and we got to have you, so hopefully you can hang in there. Again, here's my point, and Carl knows it. We have to, all this lollipops and butterflies and all this stuff about high-tech industry and all this that's going to pull us out of this revenue dilemma that we're in. No, we have to restart the construction business in Redding, California, and make a retirement community, a destination retirement community out of the city of Redding. And with $34,000 to $35,000 per house in impact fees, we're not going to do that. And again, if the city council would drop those impact fees, as they did a couple of years ago, it generated millions of dollars worth of construction, put people back to work, generates income for these people that are having a hard time, and this construction industry back to business, generating millions of dollars worth of increased revenue and get it going. And people, they're missing it. Oh, yeah, well, how do you fight all these problems the city's got? How do you pay your unfunded liabilities? Simply put Redding on the map as a destination retirement community with all our recreation And it needs to be started with the Shasta County and the City of Redding dropping their ridiculously high extortionist impact fees. So I'll let you guys go.
Okay,
cannot
thanks, Billy Bob.
Agree with you more. Cannot agree with you more, Bob, in what you said. And the issue of the idea of having a impact fee holiday again has been brought before the city staff, and they don't think it's a good idea. They don't want to go there.
Well,
so they don't want to stimulate what construction of what we need to do.
I'm hearing things, too, about people having to go back and back and back and back. Oh, here's the question is, we have two engineers, city engineers, on our staff that are looking at plans. All right? We're the only city between, well, Sacramento doesn't even have engineers, real engineers that are, when I say engineers, degreed engineers, you know, agreed by the state, checking plans. Sacramento doesn't have them. We're the only city that does. Why is that?
Because of control.
Yeah, but, I mean, we don't have to have
engineers. No, we don't have to, but city staff wants that. That's the way they control.
Well, but see, that just slows everything down. When you have one engineer turn something in and the other engineer says, well, that's not the way I'm going to do it, and gives it back to them. I mean, I'm starting to hear things again about how tough it is getting through. Anyway, no, Gary Cadd.
Let me
running
come back
for re-election.
Again.
Oh,
yes,
you will.
Please
go,
do.
Trust me. Y'all will be back
so
a lot
great to
before
have you
there.
On. And
thanks, Gary.
All of our callers, thank you so much. And for our loyal listeners here in KCNR.
That's right. And tomorrow we're going to have the chief of the Northern of the California Highway Patrol, the whole Northern Division, will be with us tomorrow. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Don't give up.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
This world from dragging me down. Gonna stand
on the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan.
The security situation in Afghanistan remains precarious.
So instead of cutting the number of troops in Afghanistan to 5,500 by year's end, Mr. Obama says 8,400 U.S. troops will stay in the country through the end of his term.
As President and Commander-in-Chief, I've made it clear that I will not allow Afghanistan to be used as safe haven for terrorists to attack our nation again.
The President says Afghan security forces not as strong as they need to be. House Republicans planning to investigate after FBI Director James Comey recommended no criminal charges against Hillary Clinton over her handling of classified emails. House Speaker Paul Ryan insists an investigation is warranted.
We have seen nothing but stonewalling and dishonesty from Secretary Clinton on this issue.
Meanwhile, Democrats accuse Republicans of playing politics with the issue. Former British Prime Minister...